AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A two-week ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran expires tomorrow. President Trump has offered mixed messages about the U.S. path ahead in the Iran war. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a series of interviews and social media posts, he alternated between saying he's in no rush to end the war and showing confidence there will be more talks with Iran this week, between expressing optimism a deal might be reached soon and warning lots of bombs will go off if there is not one before the two-week ceasefire ends Wednesday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Trump has indicated he still expects to send negotiators led by Vice President J.D. Vance to Pakistan. Iran insists it will not take part in negotiations until Trump dials back his demands. A Lebanese official says Lebanon and Israel will hold direct talks in Washington on Thursday, adding that diplomats will focus on solidifying the truce between Israel and pro-Iran Hezbollah militants. The White House says Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer has left Trump's cabinet. She faced multiple allegations of abusing her power, including having an affair with a subordinate and drinking on the job. Voters in Virginia will decide today if they'll ratify a plan to redraw the state's congressional districts. The plan could help Democrats gain up to 4 U.S. House seats. In Mexico, authorities say an armed man opened fire on tourists yesterday, killing one Canadian and injuring at least 13 people. The man was standing atop the historic Teotihuacan pyramids north of Mexico City. A state official told the AP the shooter was identified as 27-year-old Julio Cesar Jasso of Mexico, who later died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports there is a major transition coming at Apple.
Apple CEO Tim Cook is stepping down after nearly 15 years at the company's helm. In that time, Apple's market value soared by more than $3.6 trillion, leveraging the popularity of the iPhone and other breakthroughs orchestrated by his predecessor, Steve Jobs. Cook will turn the CEO duties over to Apple's head of hardware products, John Ternus, on September 1st. However, he will remain involved as executive chairman. The transition comes at a pivotal time for Apple. Artificial intelligence has unleashed an upheaval in the industry, and Apple's gotten off to a rough start. I'm Ben Thomas.
Oil prices slipped and Asian shares were mostly higher today. The price for a barrel of Brent crude oil dipped to a little over $94. More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.